He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Welcome to a new week. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. It is the Best Stocks Now show. We don't have the best market right now, however. We've kind of opened up here to the sloppy side, let's call it, after a rough weekend in Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin got right around 52,000 at one time. That's a pretty big drop. It's recovering somewhat now, but I don't know if that's what's impacting the Dow. The Dow's down 170 right now after hitting a new all-time high on Friday. So, hey, I don't want to hear any complaints out there. The Dow is at 34,007. The NASDAQ also has opened up to the sloppy side, down 79 points right now. It can't seem to stay above 14,000. That seems to be its resistance level. The NASDAQ's now at 13,965. We'll watch that resistance level very, very closely because valuations are extremely high right now in the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 is down 20 points. It's a half a percent. That puts it at 4,165. It also hit a new all-time high on Friday. The small caps faring the best. They're only down 0.2% at 22.57 on the Russell 2000 today. Crude oil's having a good day. Little rally going on there in crude and in the commodities. The commodity stocks, another strong day on Friday. Crude oil up 36 cents to 63.49. Gold is down $8, 17.72. Silver down 21 cents to $26. Now, the bond market, this could be part of the reason for the spill in the NASDAQ. You're up 4 basis points today to 1.61 on the 10-year. And Bitcoin right now is up 1,400, but down to 56,263. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we had new highs, so that's where we left off on Friday. You know, Friday, there were like three sectors, and these sectors have really become leaders here in the market. The number one sector, without question, on Friday was the building sector. I know. How sexy is that? You know, like building products, wood, lumber, fasteners, bolts, you know, construction, miscellaneous, aggregate, things like this. But that sector is red hot. We had a hotter than expected, I think it was housing starts report on Friday. And that really lit a fire again under one of the leading sectors in the entire market right now. That's the home building sector. And then also there was just huge gains. Of course, it takes materials. It takes iron ore. It takes copper. It takes steel. It takes aluminum, all kinds of things to build homes and other types of buildings. And there was a huge rally on Friday in the commodity sector. But I would say the average person continues to fight that trend and really wants to see Palantir and Peloton and Zoom Technology, which were such easy money last year. But they are going nowhere this year. I think investors have to learn to adapt and to be nimble and to be flexible and to be open-minded. This is not the same market as it was last year. I hate to tell you that. It's also not as exciting as last year, is it? But you've got to go where the sectors are working and the asset classes are working in the market. And that's a whole different group from last year's very much COVID-related year. That was a massive change in our whole way of life. And now as we approach herd immunity, which apparently in the U.S., just under 2 months, we will reach herd immunity. It's a whole different world out there as things begin to open back up, building taking place. There's a lot of catching up to do in various areas, and that's where the play is here. Cyclicals, I would say, in 2021. And last year was all about momentum and growth. And this year, unfortunately, it's about value. You have to watch those values as the valuation on the market has gotten extremely high. China up 1.5% overnight. Eh, those Chinese stocks still look pretty shaky. And India down 1.8%. Europe pretty flat. I think Europe's about 4 months from what I read, depending on which country. But overall, average about 3 to 4 months away from herd immunity. Bitcoin has recouped some of its steep losses after sliding to as low as $52,148 on Sunday. Well, you might say, that sounds pretty good. What's wrong with that? $52,148? Well, just days before that, it notched an all-time high. This was around that Coinbase IPO, which I said, maybe this is a Bitcoin top here. Bitcoin reached $64,800. So obviously there were people buying Bitcoin at $64,800. I don't know how you put a valuation on the thing. I suppose you just look at stock charts. I would be very careful with it. Bitcoin has dropped $12,000 over the weekend. And as I said, it has recouped some here. It's up to 56,000 again. But it was a wild ride in Bitcoin over the weekend. Now, at the peak last week, the value of all digital currencies, of all coins, swelled to $2.25 trillion. Heck, we could pay for the whole stimulus infrastructure package. Isn't it like $2.3 trillion? Let's just throw all the Bitcoins and all the Dodge coins and all the other coins at it and pay that off. But you had the frenzy kind of reach a peak on Thursday on Coinbase's direct listing. The number one reason for the plunge over the weekend was attributed to crypto frothiness, which I've been saying, seen last week. Take Dogecoin. Is it Dogcoin or Dogecoin? It looks like Dodge to me. There's no D in there. Starts with dog. For example, Dogecoin soared 400% to hit an all-time high of 45 cents. Okay. You know what? I think kids are quitting college to stay at home and play 45-cent Dodge coins, I don't know, after trading at just a fraction of a penny not long ago. Now, this is speculation at its finest, I suppose. This is pure speculation. This is the part of the market that makes my left eye twitch uncontrollably. Another unverified report on Twitter claimed that the U.S. Treasury was looking into charging several financial institutions with using cryptocurrencies for money laundering. Others blamed the sell-off on a near 50% decline in the Bitcoin hash rate. What's that? Which measures the processing power of the Bitcoin network. Well, that's what it is. Due to a power outage in China. Well, there was the problem. Power outage in China leads to a 50% decline in the Bitcoin hash rate and leads to a big hit in Bitcoin over the weekend. You know, this Dogecoin, it's pure speculation. It's pure speculation. Meanwhile, Coinbase, how's it doing today? I saw a lot of insider selling when it opened on Thursday. They're starting to disclose who dumped some of this stuff. Coinbase is down just 1%. Actually, there looks like they're buying the sell-off in Coinbase. It's now $339 per that's per share. That's not per coin. Coinbase is a platform. It's a $65 billion platform. Well, the argument over the future of Bitcoin will only accelerate due to the recent sell-off. Hodlers are seeing another buy-the-dip moment, calling the recent plunge a case of FUD, FUD, or the dissemination of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Last week, Turkey banned crypto payments, saying they may result in non-recoverable losses for parties involved in the transactions. Well, okay, when we come back, we'll talk about lumber and nails and tangible things instead of non-fungible tokens. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. It's a it's a really, really, really narrow little group of stocks that are showing any signs of life today. Hog is one of the big winners on a better-than-expected earnings report. Harley Davidson up 11%. That's really the only like recognizable, you know, brand name that I see that's having a good day. GameStop, I see the CEO's going to step down, and that stock's up 10.4% on that news. Don't let the door hit you. Well, look, I mean, the stock's done well under his leadership. It's at 171. It's worth about $15 a share, but it's at 171. Then I see some good action in the shipping stocks. Shipping rates continue to rise. And the other area I see doing well today are the solar stocks, the beleaguered solar stocks. And I'll tell you the area that's getting clobbered today. Anything Bitcoin-related is getting clobbered. The Grayscale Bitcoin Trust down 6.6%. MicroStrategy down 5.6%, Marathon Digital down 5.5%, and the go-go stocks are having a no-no kind of day, not good at all. I kind of measure, I use as a proxy there the ARK Innovation ETF, where a lot of those go-go stocks are. It's down 2.5% today, so you see, you know, there's a lot of little stratas of the market. You look at the Dow, okay, it's down 0.3%. That doesn't tell the whole story, does it? And then you look at the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ from a percentage point of view is down about 0.7%. But then there's a strata within the NASDAQ, which we'll just call it go-go. NASDAQ down 0.8%. The go-go strata is the 3D printers, the Bitcoin miners, the EV, the battery cars, the battery makers, and just looking at the ARKK innovation, that's down 2.4%. So you're having an awful day if you're in the go-go stuff. You're hanging in there okay if you're in the value and the small cap stuff. So, you know, these asset classes are very important to know where you're, which asset classes are you invested in. Well, there was some huge insider selling a Coinbase. We mentioned that. The chairman and CEO sold 750,000 shares on the first day of trading. I'm not sure who bought those shares, but there was some heavy institutional buying on the first day of trading in Coinbase. Well, let's go from the ethereal to the tangible home builder stocks. Doggone it. They had a wonderful day on Friday. That continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. You think we could get a millennial to buy a home building stock on Robinhood? I don't know, unless they turn them into non-fungible tokens, something like this. The home builder confidence edged up in April. The home construction ETF, ITB, well, has been doing a lot better than the Bitcoin Trust here recently. And the home builders themselves, D.R. Horton, KBH, NVR, Toll Brothers, Meritage Homes, they had a really good day. And then, of course, you go down to the suppliers. Who was it? It was PPG on Friday. Had a remarkable day. They make paint and other types of things. Sherwin-Williams had a big day on Friday. And then, of course, the home improvement and the home furnishing stocks. My little at-home had a very good day. Home Depot hit a new all-time high. Lowe's hit a new all-time high. So that is one of the best sectors in the market. The lumber stocks doing very well. During the upcoming week, 81 S&P 500 companies, including 10 of the Dow 30 components. There you go. One-third of the Dow stocks will report earnings this week. I know Coca-Cola has reported today. 81 of the S&P 500. That's going to be a very important. This is going to be a very important week. I know Netflix reports tomorrow. Right now, we are expecting 30% growth in earnings versus the same quarter last year, which was heavily, weighed upon by COVID. So far, we've had 9% of the companies in the S&P 500 report actual results, and 81% have beat their earnings estimates so far. So, you know, that's a small sampling, but we are off to a good start. The forward 12-month P.E. ratio for the S&P is now 23. It's over 23. That's a 52-week high. And, look, the long-term average is 15 to 17, and we're at 30 now, or 23 right now. That's a very rich ratio, very, very rich. You got to keep that in mind. And I was looking at a chart in FactSet Research over the weekend. They have the 10-year S&P 500 trailing P.E. ratio. That thing is just spiking right now. It's like that your temperature meter on your car. Remember when cars used to boil over and the radiator, and you take the cap off and that thing would blow? You know what? We're pegged right now. I mean, we can remain there for a while, which we have, and we continue to, although we're seeing a little bit of steam come out of the engine here today. But we are at a very rich P.E. ratio, and I think the best way to mitigate that is to really watch the valuations on the stocks you own in your portfolio right now. U.S. is on pace to reach herd immunity in 1.9 months. Now, how do they know that? 1.9 months, that would be 27 days in the month. So 57 days nearing normality. Well, that's better than the 2.1 months herd immunity calculated a week earlier. Boy, I see, I was watching a Padre game on TV yesterday versus the Dodgers. We won. There was about 15,000 people in the stands in San Diego. And I would say the vast majority, now this is California, not wearing masks anymore. And I would just say in my little world out here in the southeast corner on the edge of the edge of America, the vast majority of people are not wearing masks anymore. Johnson & Johnson is saying, hey, you know what? Those blood clots are not being caused by our vaccine. Those are just blood clots that would have been caused, that would have happened anyway. They're called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. You don't want to get one of those. Johnson & Johnson says, nope, not from our vaccine. Well, that vaccine should be out on the market, back on the market, in a couple of days. This is Bill Gunderson We'll be right back with a lot of individual names. Here to the second half of Best Stocks Now show. Well, there is a little action, a little bit, not much leadership here. I'm seeing a little leadership in exciting stocks like AutoZone. Get into the zone. How about O'Reilly Auto Parts? There's an exciting stock. It's having a good day. Our Charter Communications has all of a sudden just come alive. That thing is, it's either hot or cold. Right now, it's hot, C-H-T-R. CrowdStrike is having a little bit of a move. That's really the only momentum stock I see moving today. And Chinese stock, Futu Holdings, F-U-T-U, second biggest price change gainer on the market. And GameStop is the biggest price by dollar, up $15 per share. Market leader, GameStop. That's the nature of the market today, while the momentum darlings are getting not having a good day at all, and anything related to Bitcoin not doing very well at either. Surging iron ore prices. Now, there you go. While we talk about Bitcoin miners, the mining stocks, one of the leading sectors in the market. And once again on Friday, I watched Vale take off, V-A-L-E. It's hitting a new high again today. We own Vale. I watched Freeport-McMoRan, FCX, have a very good day. I watched Southern Copper, SCCO, Tech, T-E-C-K, and then the steel stocks. They're doing well again today. U.S. Steel is X. Cleveland Cliffs, CLF, Nucor, NUE. These are some of the stronger stocks in the market right now. PPG making an acquisition today. Look at this stock take off. This used to be Pittsburgh Glass and Paint, right? They make coatings, glass, chemicals for packaging, aerospace, architectural, automotive, and other markets blasting off. Big gainer on Friday after their earnings report, following through again today. So I know they're not exciting. What are the two most downloaded apps in the Apple Store? Well, it wasn't Best Stocks Now over the weekend. Instead, it was Robinhood and Coinbase. Okay, so that gives you a little flavor for the speculative side of this market right now. Robinhood, number one. Coinbase, number two. The most downloaded apps in the App Store. And the surge in this little penny coin, Dogecoin, the surge was so great that once again, crypto trading outage. On Thursday evening, interest in Dogecoin surged as it rose past 25 cents per coin, putting extreme pressure on crypto trading systems. Robinhood said in its blog, as we processed orders, one of our systems failed, which brought down our crypto order system. That's just another sign of this speculative side of the market, which is a pretty dark side of the market and pretty high risk right now. Two die in fiery Tesla crash with no one driving in Texas. Look, Ma, no hands. That's been a problem. There's been, I want to say, 12 deaths. Let's see. No one was driving the car. Crashed into a tree, killing two passengers near Houston, according to a local report. Oh, last month it was reported that U.S. regulators are looking at nearly two dozen Tesla crashes. The majority of the cases look to involve Tesla's autopilot feature. Well, you know what? I mean, we talk about robotic investing and putting your, you know, your rebalancing and everything on autopilot. You know, we had some infamous incidents in San Diego as I lived there the vast majority of my life. But about 16 miles from Point Loma is the Coronado Islands. A couple of rocks, three rocks, four rocks jutting out of the water. They're actually in Mexican waters. And you have to pass those Coronado Islands to get out to the tuna fishing grounds, which, generally speaking, are 60 to 100 miles offshore. Oh, yeah, you burn a lot of gas. But there were some famous cases, infamous cases, of the big sport fishing boats. You know, they leave at 10 at night in the dark, and it gets black out there. There's no street lights on the ocean, and some of those boats... they put the boat in autopilot, and if you're a little bit off, you had a sport fishing boat crash right into one of the Coronado Islands with like 50 people, passengers on board. They all had to be rescued. Yeah, you know, autopilot. Tesla is down 5.1% today. It's not a very good chart as I look at Tesla. Let's see. Well, they're going to have a House floor vote on marijuana banking legislation slated for next week. It looks like the U.S. is trying to move in the same direction as Mexico and Canada to have a nationwide legalization of marijuana. I notice there is some move there today in the cannabis stocks. I wouldn't touch them. They've never been profitable, nor do I think they ever will be profitable. But the Safe Banking Act, seen as a crucial to advance federal marijuana legislation, according to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. DraftKings, Caesar, and FanDuel ready for action with historic NFL sports betting deal. Well, you know what? That's been another sector. I think it's kind of been exploited for now. But the NFL has a initial three-year term with these companies. You know, the NFL has finally given in and is going to, you know, take a cut of the gambling on the NFL, which is big. And the NFL will likely change its policy, allowing gambling commercials during its broadcast. The three big players for the NFL, DraftKings, DKNG. I bought DraftKings when it was a SPAC. That was one of the few good SPACs. And then I sold DraftKings, and I don't own it today. A lot of competition has come along. DraftKings is a $46 billion company. And then Caesar, which was a company that was on the ropes at one time. They cleaned up everything. They lost $13.50 per share in 2020, and now they've made a big move towards online betting. Caesar's down 4.8% today. Amazon is testing a service where delivery drivers would assemble the furniture that they deliver. Well, that seems like that would slow them down, but I've had my share of assembling things delivered to me in about 27 cartons with instructions that don't make any sense. You know, it's no fun. I've had some aggravating times. You never have the right tool. You're missing a part. You can't find a part. It doesn't look right when it's done. And, you know, you get it all together, and it's really not what you expected. Well, Amazon is reportedly experimenting with premium furniture and appliance assembly service at the time of delivery. Bad news for Peloton. You know, I did assemble a treadmill during COVID. I had a treadmill. Oh man, that thing was heavy. I dragged that thing into my like out of a little sports room, and whew, I assembled that. It sat about half assembled for several months. Bolts everywhere and nuts, and oh man, it took like three people you know, to hold it. It was so heavy. Well, anyways, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a statement warning people not to use Peloton tread mills with children or pets nearby following multiple incidents of children and pets being injured beneath the machines. It's aware of 39 incidents, including one death, and believes the Peloton Tread Plus poses serious risks to children for abrasions, fractures, and death. How's Peloton doing today? P-T-O-N, not so good. Down 8.6%. That was another high flyer from last year that is down about 35% now from its all-time high. Well, when we come back, we'll find something. We'll find something. We did really well with some of our featured stocks of the day. I always disclose they're not recommendations. They're examples of stock that fit my criteria in this current market. We'll be right back.
You gotta go.
Back here to the final segment. Well, the market's gotten even sloppier here during as we've progressed through the show. The small cap's now down 1.8%, and the NASDAQ now down 192 points. I tell you what, I mean, that momentum area of the market, that slice of the NASDAQ, that high PE nosebleed slice, continues to just fall apart and crumble. I look at a chart of ARK, A-R-K-K. Let's look at A-R-K-Q, which is the robotics one. Just not very good charts at all. That thing's down 2% today, and A-R-K-K is down 3.3% today. 3.3% is what A-R-K-K is down. You know, that's your 3D printers and the spaceship stuff, the Coinbase stuff. The go-go stuff. The go-go stuff is not doing well at all today. What is doing well? Advanced Auto Parts, huh? AAP. Spectacular chart there on Advanced Auto Parts. So next time you go in to get your car, you get a part for your car, you run in there and, you know, some people still do it themselves. You know, you never have the right socket. Every time you need the 3/8, it's missing from the box. So you have to jerry-rig something. A hammer usually comes into play somewhere along the way. And electrical tape, you never got the right electrical tape. What a mess. But Advanced Auto Parts, spectacular chart. That's not my featured stock of the day, but it's ranked number 256. It just shows you. The unsexy stuff is at the top of the market right now, while the go-go stuff is just getting clobbered. It's up to you, you know, where you want to be in the market. Well, I'm going to use an example. You know, this is a stock that was caught up in this whole hedge fund that went down, went kaput. And a lot of companies, a lot of, you know, banks, got left holding the bag. Credit Suisse was the number one casualty there of holding a lot of the stocks that this hedge fund had big positions in, and they were highly margined. One of the stocks that they had a big position in, and maybe, just maybe, the selling is finally done in that stock. I own it in one of my ultra growth portfolios, VIP Shop. It's a Chinese online discount retailer offering branded apparel at discount prices and limited quantities. It's a $20 billion market cap company. Well, we were doing really well with this stock. It was hitting new highs. I had big gains in it. And then all of a sudden, I saw one day, it went from 46 to 36. It lost $10 a share in one day. I didn't know why. There was no news on it. And then I found out that it was one of the stocks held by that hedge fund. And, you know, they were liquidating shares in that and other stocks that were caught up in the mess. A lot of the cable stocks were caught up in that mess. Well, Vipshop's been hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times over the last month. And it looks like it's finally starting to settle. Thus, maybe starting to settle here. But if you look at the valuation on VIPS, the price-to-sales ratio. Okay, so this is a company similar to Amazon, maybe, but on a smaller scale. The price-to-sales ratio is 1.3 on this stock. As price-to-sales ratios are at an all-time high in the market, Vipshop, VIPS, is just 1.3. By contrast, Amazon's price-to-sales is 4.4. Okay, now, if we look at Vipshop, VIPS, now, see, they didn't do anything wrong. Their earnings didn't change. What happened was some hedge fund manager had built a big position in the stock, highly margined. He started getting margin calls on his whole portfolio, and a lot of these stocks had to be liquidated, causing steep sell-offs in the stocks. Well, it's now trading at 14 times forward earnings. You've got a market that's trading at 23 times forward earnings. That's a 52-week high. Don't know how sustainable we are right now at this forward PE on the overall market. But as you can see, there's individual stocks within the market that are much lower. So it's trading at 14 times forward earnings. We're going to compare that with the growth rate, which is 19.3 on Vipshop, V-I-P-S. And we get a PEG ratio of 0.72. It's less than 1. So, you know, Vipshop is a very aggressive. We own this. It's one. We own a 4% overall position. So if you had a $100,000 account in our Ultra Growth portfolio, you'd own about $4,000 of this thing. It's worth about $3,000 right now because it is off of its high that it hit recently because of this it got caught up in the hedge fund that went down. It is still ranked. It's moving up in rank. 1 month ago, it was number 19 before, you know, it got caught in the crossfire, okay? And now maybe the crossfire is done. So I'm just going to make Vipshop. I'm going to use it as an example. I think I'm stressing very much differently from last year. I'm stressing low price to sales, low forward PE, and low PEG ratios. Totally different from 2020. This is 2021. Totally different year. So we'll use Vipshop, VIPS, and also disclose that it is one of our, I think, 22 positions in that ultra growth portfolio that we own at the current time. Well, we're closing in. It's official. We are merging Gunderson Capital with Southport Capital. Nothing changes. I'm still at the helm of my management of these funds that I manage, and we'll be able to establish a much bigger footprint across the nation and help as many investors as we possibly can. My whole team joining me now. If you'd like to talk to us, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. We can Edie sets up the appointments, and we're going to start offering. I'm gonna nail that down this week. If you want to have a in-person appointment in Sarasota, Dallas, or Atlanta, I'll be talking to those advisors this week that manage those offices too. So we can also offer that. Get the newsletter. It was a blockbuster over the weekend. Go to GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.